Hi. Hello, hello. It is SB Kitty here. Okay, I'm recording for the long-awaited AMAs. Let's see. Okay. I did have a little list of I did write down a list. I did keep track of what people ask. And what was it? Oh yeah, so I think my plan was just going to be I think I'll just be like full on masturbating while answering these questions. Let's see. I don't know if I want to start out like mellow or not. But the thing is, okay, here's the thing. I'm so horny today. No, because even before recording this, I already fucked myself once. And even yesterday, I did like two or three times. I don't know. Maybe I'm in a phase or something this week, but I'm just really, really, just really horny these days. But yeah, so I mean. The thing is, even right now, as I'm saying this, I'm just touching my clit a little bit and just circling it with the pad of my finger. Just 'cause I'm I'm seriously so horny. I don't know what to do. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh yeah, I wanted to like I didn't know if I wanted to start out mellow or if I want to just straight up get myself ready to be fucked and just go for it, go all for it and try to answer the questions. But here's my thought process. I was a bit worried on, ooh, will I be able to like sound coherent? Or I do know that when I tried like talking while fucking myself before, I would repeat words pretty often, and just listening back, it kind of irks me. Ugh. I mean, it's just kind of like a little perfectionist part of me. But yeah, because I don't know. Maybe I can just ramble a bit. I think I'll just ramble a bit just to get me a bit more warmed up. And all that. Maybe I'll put my dildo in and then start answering the questions. But yeah. I'm just gonna turn on my vibrator. As I'm pretty sure if you listen to some of my other audios before, I do tend to use the same, specifically same two toys I do have. Oh wait, this was one of the questions. Oh wait. Okay, wait, yeah, okay. Oh dear, okay, we're gonna get started. Okay, but I do use the same like two toys. One is a vibrator I really like on my clit, and it's how do I explain? It like has these two prongs for the vibrator part by the vibrator tip question mark, yeah, that I really like just having either on top or around my clit, just because I get overstimulated if I try putting a vibrator just right on my clit. I'm just going for it, so I really like it when it's just around, because in a sense it kind of teases me, or teases my clit, and gets me really, really feeling good. The second one, hold on, I want to change the pattern. The second toy I usually use for recording or fucking myself is this dildo. Yeah, it's like, how do I say, a dragon type of dildo? It's not like It's not smooth. It's pretty big. Yeah, it's pretty big. I'd say like 8 inches. I really only get 6 inches in though, but I guess girth wise, it's like 1 3/4 inch, almost 2 inches. It kind of depends, because it's one of those textured dildos, so the girth can change depending on how and where you look at the dildo. And I really like that. Just because it has texture, it makes my pussy rim feel really good, which I really, really like. It's one of my favorite things about fucking myself if I use a dildo. Other than. And. If I use a dildo too, another thing I really like is when it goes really deep in my pussy, because I really like the feeling of just, how do I say, feeling something deep in me, deep inside, like almost pushing on my cervix or even trying to go farther than that. It just really feels really good. So that's why I really like it when there's like a huge dildo pounding really, really hard into me. It makes the deepest parts of my pussy feel really good. Let me put my dildo in. Okay. I do want it in. Oh, for the second time today. Gradually get all of my slick up on it so we can go in more. Today. Oh, it feels so good. Okay, wait, I gotta get to the questions. Let me get the questions out. Yeah, though. Wait, I'm getting it out. And then I'll get back to fucking myself, I swear, I swear. Where'd it go? I will find. Okay, maybe I'll use this time to fuck myself while finding it. Ah, I found it. Yeah, one of the questions was about what toys I use. My favorite one is both the dildo and vibrator that I talked to you guys about. I do have others. But these are the main ones I use. Another question is, how did I come up with my name? Kind of wanted to choose some words of stuff I like in my life. So, put together it's Sleepy Buddy Kitty. So, I mean, I like sleeping a lot. And I do like cats, but another thing is sometimes I fantasize about if I have to act kind of like a kitty. I don't know how much into pet play it is, but I don't mind the idea of going meow and having a partner act like I'm just their little kitty and petting me and making me feel good. Another one is what inspired me to make audios. I've always liked audio porn, and sometimes before I started recording, I'd fuck myself, and honestly, I kind of just liked how I sounded. And I kind of wanted to show it off. Somebody asked, is there a creator I look up to in audios? Yeah, I do have a particular favorite that I like listening to. If anybody knows Mythos VA, not just his voice, but I always try to. Just the editing in his audios is really nice. I think it's a really good quality. But there are others. I think that he's just my favorite. Another question is,
What's one game or book or movie you would bring to a deserted island? If this is like a deserted island situation where I don't have to worry about my safety, not. Series that'd be long, that I could kill a lot of time with. Like the Naruto series, I think I'd like to take some time to relax and just rewatch the show. Is there an audio idea you really want to make, but don't know how yet? There's a lot. I have a whole list of ideas, of script ideas. I think it's just of the planning, the writing of how to set up a mood in the story. I'm practicing on, so please look forward to my next audios. Okay, next question. How many orgasms do you have on average per session? I like to go for a while. So I mean, it depends on my mood. Like earlier today, it was just one big orgasm, but I was done after that. Usually I'd really like multiple orgasms in a session. So like, two or three. Because I like to have different types of orgasms, like a vibrator on my clit type of orgasm, where fucking myself like this with a dildo, and it's not too intense, but it just, like, constantly feels good. Oh, my pussy's clenching really hard. Somebody asked if I enjoy sucking dick and giving blowjobs. I'd say yeah. I think it's. I do feel a lot of satisfaction knowing I could give my partner pleasure. I mean, that isn't just for men. I mean, for women too. It kind of makes me feel proud of myself, you know? Somebody asked, how am I usually so wet when I do these audios? I myself don't know. I think I'm just a hydrated person. This is so good. I don't really know what the average wetness for anybody with a pussy is. But 9 times out of 10, when I get turned on, or I'm fucking myself, I usually get so wet enough that it's leaking out, it's dripping down my cheeks or my legs. And it's just really, it's just really messy sometimes. I'm gonna turn my vibrator on because I want to feel both. I really want to come really well. I want to come hard. I want to feel really, really good and come again. Somebody asked my sexuality. I would say officially, I'm pan, but I do like to say bi more often because I really just like the bi flag colors. I like the bi colors just because I feel like they're easier to work with. Somebody asked, what's the longest I've ever came for? I would say, because when I fuck myself, when I'm coming, I like to continue fucking or making myself feel good throughout the orgasm. And it makes it last so much longer. I think the longest I've gone is like 10, 15 seconds. After some time, it gets hard to hold the position and fuck myself the same. That's making me ride the orgasm. So far, I've answered all the questions, so I guess for now that's all for the AMAs. That was really good.